Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Truth About Lady Falkirk by Christine Merrill, narrated by Jenny Sterlin. Chapter 1. Everything hurt. William Falkirk did not bother to open his eyes, but lay still and examined the thought. It was an exaggeration. Everything ached. Only his head truly hurt. A slow, thumping throb came from the back of it, punctuating each new idea. He swallowed with effort. There was no saliva to soothe the process. How much had he been drinking to get to this state? He couldn't seem to remember. The party at Adam's house, which had been a celebration of his nephew's christening, was far too sedate for him to have ended like this. But he couldn't recall having gone anywhere after. And since he was in Wales, where would he have gone? His eyelids were still too heavy to open, but he didn't need vision to find the crystal carafe by the bedside. A drink of water would help. His arm flailed bonelessly, numb fingers unable to close on the glass. There was a gasp on the other side of the room, and the shatter of porcelain as an ornament was dropped and broken. Clumsy maids. The girl had been cleaning around him as though he was a piece of furniture. Was it really necessary to shout, "He's waking!" so that anyone in the hall could hear? Then there were hurried footsteps to the door, and a voice called for someone to get His Grace and her ladyship immediately. He opened his eyes at last and tried to sit up, but the room was still a blur, and his back didn't want to support him. He stared at the ceiling and what little he could see of the bedposts. It was still his brother's house. But Penelope had never been a ladyship, even before marrying Adam. Even now she laughed about not feeling graceful enough to be Her Grace, the Duchess of Belston. Though she was just out of childbed, she was not so frail as to cede her duties as hostess to another. Who the devil was her ladyship? He must have misheard. But the rueful shake of his head made the pain worse, as did the thundering of steps on the stairs and in the hall. Couldn't a man bear the shame of a hangover in privacy? He tried to sit up again, and as he did, he felt an arm at his back and hands lifting him, like a child, to settle him against the pillows.
"There's a good fellow."
Adam was treating him like an invalid. It must be even worse than he thought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?